as they later became known, and Q102 would, at this stage, should have ceased broadcasting by now. So if you've just come over to us from them, you're very welcome along to Treble Tor for the remainder of the evening. We'll be on air till midnight tonight.
In Holland, the television is of a remarkably dull and limited variety. The television starts broadcasting at 7 in the evening. The programmes are incredibly boring. I lived in Holland for a year, so I speak from bitter personal experience. They are very boring. You often tend to start out with religious nonsense and so on. And their news broadcasts, are like sort of the BBC's news broadcasts in the 50s. You just have a chap sort of sitting, or a woman sitting in front of the camera. Very limited sort of television presentation. Now, if I play the devil's advocate in this matter, I do this, as I say, I play purely the devil's advocate, and I would have been very sad to see it happen. But of course, what the Dutch government should have done in the very early days of pirate radio, if it really wanted to squash the thing, was to take over Veronica within the first few months of starting transmission. The whole thing would have fizzled out and died. In the same way, the British government in 1964 should, if they had boarded Radio Caroline in the first 2 or 3 weeks, and indeed they did try and send a survey, HMS Victorious, I think, alongside within the first few months of transmission, and the Caroline people very wisely refused to take them on board. But I think if the British government had moved in instantly and silenced the ship before the bandwagon had started and before the popularity had grown up, then they would have squashed the whole offshore radio thing in British waters once and for all. Now, I'm very glad, of course, as I'm sure all you are, that this didn't happen. It would have been very sad. We'd have avoided this tremendous stimulation in British broadcasting in the 60s, and it would have been a very retrograde step. But I think we can take it as an example of, the complete idiocy of politicians. And the idiocy of politicians tends to transcend national boundaries. They're all fools, whether they're in Holland or Britain or Denmark or Sweden or wherever. So...
Well, there, as you just heard there, like, other countries seem to have the same problems as we've had here. He was talking about Scandinavia, the British Broadcasting Marine Offences Act, as it was known in 1967. We'll come to a lighter side of that shortly. I've got some of the clips, some of the jingles and stuff, and some of the clips of some of the broadcasts as well, some of the disc jockeys on air, such as Tony Blackburn. Robbie Dale, I think, is there as well, and Spangles Muldoon, better known in those days as Chris Carey. We'll come up to that shortly. We've one or two other surprises as well, including if you were a regular radio listener in the early 80s, you would have been listening to this jingle on a regular basis.
We live where you live, we play where you play, yeah we do.
For you,
you've made us one of a kind, that's why we keep you in mind. We play it for you.
ARD, with more listeners than any other station in Dublin, we are number one.
And indeed, all credit to Don Moore and Bernard Llewellyn, who were the proprietors of the station at the time, for putting sort of professionalism into the radio situation at that time. They brought in people who could make jingles and things like that, and the thing began to sound really well. And all the other stations learned from that, and competition became intense, and the standard was overall increased overall. Indeed, the boys were certainly given the national stations a run for their money in those days. Now, apart from that, Claire's just dropped in to say hello. Good evening to you, Claire. Welcome in.
Thank you very much indeed, Aidan. Good evening to you. Happy New Year.
And many happy returns. A very well-known and genial traditional presenter Wednesday evening.
Yeah, indeed. I've been listening to you all the evening, actually. I thought, that I feel very sad about all of this.
Yeah. Okay, you started out in Wicklow.
I started out in Wicklow, I surely did.
Do you want to give us a little little talk about the days in Wicklow, the station?
Well, what could I really say about it, except that it was something on the same lines as, I suppose, Treble Tor, to a certain degree. But there was more pop music, I suppose, on that station, but we did have our specialised music.
Right. And speaking of Wicklow and things like that, there's one of the disc jockeys from that Wicklow outfit.
Oh, I see him.
You see him?
Yes, indeed. I think he wants to join in with us.
One of the disc jockeys from that Wicklow station has just stopped in.
He's
from
radio presenter, please.
I'm not a DJ.
I've just been accused upstairs of introducing this lady to this place.
I mean,
the muck has really been thrown this evening.
I think you did the lads a favour.
first one.
Okay, we're talking about the Wicklow radio station. Yourself and Claire. Introduce yourself there, young man.
Well, part of the inside team, I'll leave it at that. We said all our goodbyes last Saturday, you see, and...
But you couldn't stay away, I was thrown downstairs again here,
so I said... Well, I suppose the best known at this stage is Willie Nocturne. Everybody kept calling me that towards the end of the day, so we'll leave it at that.